The combination of two different Bible verses had a profound impact on my life many years ago. Colossians chapter 1 says, "For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth." And then Ephesians chapter 2 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith." So in combination, everything I have is from God, including the faith that I have in his Son for my salvation. But is there some aspect of your relationship with God that you still want to take credit for? Well, this meditation from Galatians chapter 2 will help you be more mindful of God's precious gift of faith, aware that even the faith that you have in Christ is a gift from the Holy Father. So to begin your meditation, find a place to be quiet and still, a retreat to become mindful, and also posture yourself with your hands open to receive all that you become aware of. Allow yourself now to become acutely aware of your surroundings, aware of your breathing, aware of even your eyes beginning to close, and aware of the divine presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of receiving the gifts of God by listening and then responding to this passage from Galatians chapter 5. And as I lead us, respond, "Lord God, I live by your gift to me of faith." May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature together with its passions and appetites. Lord God, I live by your gift to me of faith. If we claim to live by the Holy Spirit, we must also walk by the Spirit. And Lord God, I live and walk by your gift to me of faith. We must walk with personal integrity, godly character, and moral courage, our conduct empowered by the Holy Spirit. And Lord God, I live by your gift to me of faith. For a moment longer, linger in silence, contemplating the gift of time that God has given you. Each beat of your heart, each breath, a moment gifted to you by God to encounter him. Remaining quiet and still, let this become a moment to take inventory of what you consider yours. Let your mind just run free for a moment as you ponder all that you consider yours by your own hand. Now reflect on your salvation. Have you ever said something like, "I gave my life to Christ on this date," or "I put my faith in Jesus at this place," or maybe, "I decided to become a Christian when something happened"? Listen to the words. A possessive pronoun followed by a verb. I gave. I put. I decided. Listen for the words of your own testimony. How much of it is your effort compared to God's gift? for a moment, sit in stillness with your hands open to release your ownership and receive His gift. Center on receiving. Center too on your breathing. Take several deep belly breaths in through your nose and hold it for a moment. Now release it. Be mindful of each breath as a gift, each inhale a gift of oxygen, and each exhaled breath a gift of removing carbon dioxide from your body. Just center on everything as a gift from God. Even as you center on the gifts of God, you may still encounter thoughts of control and ownership. Be aware of them as reminders to center back on your breathing. Whispering the words, Lord God, I live by your gift to me of faith. Center on the sacred words, gift of faith, for the next few moments as a prayer. Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage from Galatians chapter 2 is part of a letter written by the Apostle Paul to the young church in Galatia to affirm their faith in Christ. Imagine these words as a personal note from Paul to you, as a reminder of God's gift of faith. Dear friend in the faith, remember what you've heard. You have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer you who live, but Christ who lives in you. And the life you now live in the flesh, you live by faith. God's gift of faith, the Son of God, who loved you and gave himself up for you. What idea came to mind to encourage you? Well, listen once more for how the passage impacts you. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Did a word or image or thought seem to refresh you? Well, take this next minute for that to become your contemplation. Listen once more, but now settle even deeper as you contemplate on this wider passage from the New American Standard Bible. If I rebuild what I have once destroyed, I prove myself to be a transgressor. For through the law, I died to the law, so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if by righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died needlessly. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What in the passage most resonated with you? Well, let this be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third expanded divine reading from the Common English Bible, reflect on the passage as a prayer. And Lord, by your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your gift to me of faith. Faith to believe that I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in my body, I live by your gift of faith. I live by the faithfulness of your Son who loved me and gave himself up for me. And I pray this in his name, the name of your Son, my Savior and my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So what secrets are you ready to share with him? What is yours that you are ready to release? What gift of God are you ready to receive? Well, take this next minute for this passage to become yours in a time of personal prayer. Take all the time that you need or desire. While resting in imaginative contemplation, with your eyes closed, recall the story and imagine being the person who has fallen into a deep hole. A doctor walks by, and you yell up at him, "Can you help me? I can't get out." The doctor writes a prescription and throws it down to you, and then walks away. Then a philosopher walks by. The wise person writes down some words of encouragement and throws it down to you, and then walks on. Then a religious leader walks by. They yell a prayer down to you, but then walk away. Soon, you see a stranger walk to the edge. "Hey, friend, I've fallen into this hole and I can't get out. Can you help me?" You see the man drop a rope down into the hole. Then he climbs down, places you on his shoulders, and then carries you up and out, free, giving you the gift of freedom. For this next minute, consider being helpless, vulnerable, with no resources to save yourself. Let this minute be a contemplation on God's gift of faith, God's gift of Christ. Even your faith in Jesus is not yours, but a gift from God. As you move through your day, be mindful of moments of ownership. Listening for possessive pronouns and verbs in your vocabulary. I gave, I put, I decided. What do you have that is not yours? What do you claim that you should release? And what do you possess that you should now concede? Contemplate on that as you receive this prayer to remember you have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer you who live, but Christ who lives in you. And the life you now live in the flesh, you live by faith. God's gift of faith in the Son of God, who loved you and gave himself up for you. So may you be thankful for your faith in Christ. Be aware of the leading of the Holy Spirit, and encounter God by faith at this moment and always. And no matter when or where you are, remain here as long as you can, whispering, Lord God, I live by your gift to me of faith, being joyful for the gifts of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.